the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي لأليم العذاب وشدته
Dear listeners, we have reached this part of the supplication of Kumail.
Ya ilahi wa rabbi wa sayyidi wa mawlai.
My Lord, my Master, my Protector.
Li'ayyil umur ilayka ashku wa lima minha adijju wa abki.
For which things would I complain to you? For which of them would I lament and weep?
Li'alimi al'adhabi wa shiddatih.
For the pain and severity of the chastisement.
Am li'tuli al-bala'i wa muddatih.
Or for the length and period of the tribulations.
Imam Ali alayhi salam continues, فَلَئِنْ صَيَّرْتَنِي لِلْعُقُوبَاتِ مَا أَعْدَائِكَ وَجَمَعْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَهْلِ بَلَائِكَ وَفَرَّقْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ أَحِبَّائِكَ وَأَصْفِيَائِكَ
If you subject me to the punishment with your enemies and gather me with the people of your tribulation, if you separate me from your friends and saints,
فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك
Suppose, my Allah, my Master and my Protector and my Lord, that I am able to endure your chastisement. How can I endure separation from you?
وهبني يا إلهي صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر على النظر إلى كرامتك
Suppose I'm able to endure the heat of your fire. How can I endure not gazing upon your generosity?
أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك?
Or how can I dwell in the fire while my hope is your pardon? A person who loves Allah's prophets, Allah's imams and friends, such person wishes to see and accompany them in hereafter as well. If Allah detaches him from his loved ones due to some sins and places him among his enemies instead, this punishment will be harsher and even hotter than the fire of hell. The ones who have tasted it are really able to understand fully the depth of the pain of remoteness. The pain of remoteness was experienced by Adam. He was deprived of his divine position in paradise, besides the angels and nearness of Allah, because of approaching the forbidden tree. Or Prophet Ayyub, he also experienced remoteness. He lost his family, his wealth, his honor, and his health. He lost them all as a divine test. The pain of remoteness was also experienced by Prophet Yunus, who was deprived of world's vast space. He got entangled in the fish's stomach. Also, Prophet Yusuf has experienced remoteness. He was remote from his kind father, and he got entangled in the deep well. He got also entangled in prison. But Allah the Merciful cured the pain of the remoteness for all these divine man.
Oh my God, my Lord, my King and Master, which of the matters shall I complain to you, and for which of them shall I wail and weep? Shall I wail for the pains of the punishment and its intensity, or for the length of my suffering and its duration?
Thank you, Allah, God, that we here feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In this part, the commander of the believers is referring to Allah, is complaining to him, is weeping to him, because he says, even if he is able to tolerate, supposedly, if he is able to tolerate, and by he we mean all the supplicants, tolerate hellfire, he's not able to tolerate this remoteness. He is the Almighty Allah who has cured the pain of remoteness for Adam by his repentance. He has peeled the pain of remoteness for Ayyub by returning him to what he had lost. The Almighty Allah alleviated the pain of remoteness for Prophet Yunus by rescuing him from the fish's belly. He was the one who rescued and saved Prophet Yusuf by helping him meeting his father again. We are asking you, O Allah. We have turned to you, O our Lord. You are the cure of the bitter pain of remoteness. We have seen you do that. And we have seen the eventualities of the one who did not turn to you. Do not intend for us, O Allah, the lovers of the prophets and the imams. We are the followers of our imams. So do not intend for us to be remote from them in hereafter. Do not accept to place us in the hell. Suppose we can tolerate the chastisement and remoteness from the prophets and imams. But now, how can we bear remoteness from you, O Lord? All we have done in this world has been to achieve to you through your vicegerents, through your imams, through your divine men. Now, how are we able to bear remoteness from you? This is the biggest chastisement. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I wish to be close, close to you.